And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, let's open up the mics. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Good afternoon, everybody. You know, it's kind of ironic that there is a Hurricane Michael over on the East Coast, of course, and I have a grandson, Michael, who's at Fort Benning, which is down in Columbus, Georgia. So I imagine Hurricane Michael is giving my grandson some ribbing right now, but we hope he's okay. Listen, we've got a busy show today. We're going to talk to Casey Rooney over there in Cottonwood, and we'll be back in just a little bit. So we're taking attendance. So don't go away. We'll be back right after these words. You're listening to KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, and on the internet, kqna.com. Stand by.
Hey everybody, this is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Someone asked me how people would know from our name that we sell a huge variety of food for pets and barnyard animals. I thought for a little bit and said, the food we sell is just part of what we do. And although we have an incredible amount of high-quality pet foods, feed for barnyard animals and the wild birds, the resulting health of your animals is our main reason for being, our mission. That's why we call ourselves Olson's for Healthy Animals. When you walk into Olson's, you should know that you're not just going to get food, but also the comfort that what you purchase will be healthy for your pet or barnyard buddy. We've been doing this for 38 years in North Central Arizona with our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. We'll also take your purchase out to your vehicle, and we welcome special orders. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals. The health of your animals is our mission. Go to olsonsfamily.com for the location of the Olson's store nearest you.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions may apply.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Thank you for joining us this Thursday. And without further ado, may I please introduce to you the Economic Development Director for the City of Cottonwood and a special Buckeye howdy to Casey Rooney.
Oh, well, thank you, Chuck. Yeah, this is Casey Rooney. I want to welcome our KQ&A listeners here today to our Talk of the Town. Chuck, I hope you're, I think you were talking about your grandson, Michael. I hope he's okay down in Georgia or wherever you said he was.
Yeah, we got a thing from the cavalry, 51st Cavalry said they're all hunkered down. So I guess that's a medical term or something, huh?
Yeah, I have family down in South Carolina. I hope they're doing okay, but I'm sure, it is what it is.
Yeah.
And my thoughts are with all those people down there. But, well, thank you for passing the phone to me. I'm got a couple guests here with me today from the Verde Valley Humane Society. It's located here in Cottonwood, Arizona. And my guests are Rebecca Poling, and she is the development coordinator for the Humane Society, and Victoria Bresnan. And Victoria is the president of the board of directors. So, Rebecca and Victoria, welcome to the conversation.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Well, good. I can hear you well. I'm glad you're with me. First of all, we're here to talk about the Humane Society. Tell me just a little overview of the Humane Society. What is it? Where is it? Who do you, we'll get into it, but who do you serve? Tell me a little bit about the Humane Society.
Well, we're a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We're located on Mingus Avenue, right past the airport, and we serve the entire Verde Valley area. We have a staff there that manages every day, including an executive director, and we have approximately 100 active volunteers, which we couldn't get by without them. So,
wow.
That's
good. Well, tell me, first of all, let's just get this out in the open right away. If somebody wants to contact you, how do they get in touch with you? Give me a telephone number and repeat it and a email address or a website or something so people know how to get in touch with you.
You can always go to our website. It's www.verdevalleyhumanesociety.org, and our contact information is there, or you can find us on Facebook.
Okay, Verde Valley Humane Society. Just Google it, and it'll pop right up, right?
It should.
Good. Now tell me, what does it take to adopt a pet from the Verde Valley Humane Society? How do you go through about that process? Is it for everyone? Give us some hints.
Yeah, all of our adoptable pets, both cats and dogs, would be listed on our website. So a lot of people like to go to our website first and just kind of see what we have at the shelter, though it's certainly not the only pets we have there. They generally will come to the shelter and they can tour around, they can visit with the pets, they can bring their own pets to see how they get along. Our staff is really great at matching up the person with the right pet. We don't want people coming in and getting the wrong pet for their lifestyle and their family and their home. So we're very careful that we make sure everybody gets the right pet.
Well, remind me again, so I can write this down, your website. What is it?
Verde Valley Humane Society.
Oh, okay.
O-R-G.
Okay, society.org. Okay, just wanted to make sure, so I can remind everybody before we end the conversation. So that's how they go about finding some information or giving you a phone call. I know when you both walked into the room today, you immediately started marketing that you had, I don't know, like five pups or something. And oh man, you're touching at my heartstrings. I recently lost my little dog, Duke. that I had for 16 years. And so I'm easy prey, but I love animals, and I will get a dog one of these days. So are there kinds of people that you want to be adopting pets? I mean, it's not just dogs. You have other animals as well, right?
We do. We take in about 1,000 animals a year.
Wow.
And that includes cats, dogs, rabbits, and some rats and some goldfish. So there's something for everyone.
Well, maybe that's what I should do. Just get goldfish and forget the dogs. But that would just be me.
Yeah, we had our animal control officer bring us a couple goldfish a few weeks back.
What were those dogs that you were telling me about when you first walked in the door that they aren't quite ready yet, but they will be soon? What particular kind of dogs were those?
We get a lot of that. They were brought in, a woman brought them in a laundry basket. They were very young. They're about 4 weeks old. They weigh about a pound each. There's five of them. They will be going to foster volunteers to take care of them until they're old enough to be adopted out. So we're always in desperate need of foster volunteers to take animals like that. Almost on a daily basis, we find stray cats, puppies, injured, stressed out animals that need foster care. So that's something
How long will those particular dogs be in foster care?
They'll be in foster care for approximately 4 weeks. Then they need to be spayed and neutered. We don't adopt any animals without first being spayed and neutered. So about 4 weeks, they should be ready to go. I'll give you a call.
Oh, no. Okay, you can give me a call. You might have to bring one down just so I can see it, and then I'll be worried because I'll take one home. My wife's going to go, what are you doing? Well, hey, I know you're a nonprofit, so tell me a little bit about your big challenges as a nonprofit, Humane Society.
I think as a Humane Society, our biggest challenge is simply the expense of veterinary care. That's by far our largest expense every year. The veterinary community here has been great. Here in the Verde Valley, we have quite a few vets that partner with us and offer discounted veterinary care. But when you figure you're taking in 1,000 animals every year, and every one of them has to have some kind of vetting and spay and neuter and vaccinations, and if they're injured or ill, that has to be treated. That really is a huge expense for us. And it's not just us, across the country. From 2000 to 2015, the cost of sheltering has increased 150% nationwide. The average cost per animal is going to be $250 to $850. But our adoption fees are less than $125.
Well, it sounds to me like our listeners can get a pretty good deal if they're looking for a pet. I mean, I don't think I've ever bought a pet other than paying the veterinary bills and that sort of thing. So I am probably an easy candidate for you guys, and love what you're doing. I think you're on to something, and I want to carry on the conversation, but we're going to take a little break here just so we can pay the bills. So hang in here with me for just a minute. And we'll be right back to Arizona Hometowns Radio, KQNA.
And thank you, Casey. And we will indeed get back to Casey Rooney in Cottonwood in just a few moments. Stay tuned to KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, around the world, and other great cities on KQNA.com.
Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White's Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Recently, there have been reports about changing guidelines for how often most women should have a breast cancer screening. Is every year or every 2 years best? Yavapai Regional Medical Center recommends that you talk to your doctor, who can help guide you towards what's best for your own personal needs. Your doctor will help you consider your age, lifestyle, breast tissue density, and family medical history. From there, a personal screening program, including frequency and type of screening, can be determined. The Breast Care Center at YRMC in Prescott Valley has the resources to fully support your screening needs, from 3D mammography to dedicated breast MRI to assistance with genetic testing. And the Patient Navigator is there to help make your experience as easy as possible. Talk to your doctor or call the Breast Care Center at 928-442-8900 or visit yrmc.org.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Thank you for joining us today. We're going to turn things back over to the Economic Development Director for the City of Cottonwood and get an idea of some of the pets that are available in the Verde Valley. Take it away, Casey.
Okay. Thank you, Chuck. Appreciate it. My guests today are Rebecca and Victoria from the Verde Valley Humane Society. And we're having a nice conversation here today. You said, I think that you had about 1,000, you take in 1,000 animals a year. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Wow, bunch of animals. And you got to feed them, you got to house them, you got to...
Right, it costs approximately $1,200 per day to run our shelter.
Ouch, that's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, that's a ton of money. That's more, yeah. I can't even add up that fast. So what are the biggest challenges you guys have?
It's fundraising.
Is it fundraising? I mean, you got to keep this place clean and bug-free and marketing and all kinds of stuff. I mean, you got a lot of challenges, it sounds like.
Yeah, it can be pretty complex. It really can. Every animal that comes in that door costs money, and the more money we raise, the more animals we can save. It's that simple.
Well, speaking of money, so our listeners are, you know, they're listening, obviously. How can the public help in this endeavor? I mean, like I mentioned before, all my pets have always come from the Humane Society or something like that. And I know you have a lot of costs, which you made pretty clear. How can the public help?
Well, donations, that's the first thing. There is a number of ways that they can donate. They can go to our website, which again is verdevalleyhumanesociety.org, and they can donate online safely and securely. They can join our Pop House Club and make budget-friendly monthly donations. They can look on Amazon for our wish list. They can watch for news on upcoming campaigns. They can attend our fundraising events and help out that way. We also need people to adopt. We need people to foster. We need volunteers. And if they can't do anything else, they can at least keep in touch with us through our website, our Facebook, our Instagram, and our Twitter feed. And all of those are on the website.
So the number of animals in your facility, is it going up? Is it going down? I mean, the economy is in pretty good shape, but the number of animals, does it go up or go down based on the economy? Or what happens? How does that work?
We do have variations each month in the number of animals that are brought in. It just just to give you an idea, we cover a huge area. So we cover from all the way from Black Canyon City up to Munns Park. So every animal that's either surrendered or stray or lost is brought to our facility. That's a huge amount of animals coming in. So we do see variations.
Is it going up, the number of animals coming in?
I think right now it's somewhat steady, but there are times of the year, for some reason, around the start of school, around the holidays, and, of course, in the springtime, it can go dramatically up.
Wow. So what do you see as the future for the Verde Valley Humane Society?
Well, we've got a lot of things in the works right now. We're looking at maybe doing some expansion, and we have a new director named Stacy Pastor, and she's done a lot of improvements with the purpose of aligning our policies and procedures with nationwide best practices in animal welfare. So that's really important. We're making sure we're streamlining the operation and using the donated dollars as efficiently as possible. We're looking at getting more involved in the community through more partnerships and community outreach, opportunities for businesses, special promotions. It's got quite a bit in the works.
So if our listeners are listening, which they obviously are, do they contact Stacy, or who do they contact when they call? Let me back up. The telephone number, just as a reminder, is 928-634-7387. Do our listeners call that number and talk to Stacy, or who's the point of contact?
They can call that number and talk to just about any of the staff there that would give them what the opportunities are available. Our executive director, Casey, is also very open to talking about to just about anyone about any opportunities at all. And they can also reach us through Facebook. So if they went to our Facebook page and sent us a message, we would get back to them.
Well, I'll tell you, you guys are awesome people. I mean, somebody... You know, it's a shame that pets get left behind for some reason, but I guess that gives me the question, why do people leave pets behind? What's the motivation there to do that, to give up pets like that?
Part of what we're trying to do is be a little more innovative in educating the community about pet care and about pet responsibility. A lot of people, circumstances change, and so they move on, or they don't realize that a pet is a part of a family. So we're trying to reach out to the community to educate them, to teach them how caring for a pet is a lifetime commitment. So we're hoping to start seeing improvement in that kind of thing happening. But circumstances do change. We don't judge. We want to make sure that the animal is taken care of as best as possible. So we certainly understand, and when people need to surrender their animals, we try not to make them feel badly or more badly than they already do.
Well, life could be worse than turning a pet into the Humane Society, I'm sure. So, I could see why you wouldn't want to be judgmental.
Exactly.
So I guess I should put in my request, brown and white young Shih Tzu. And I'm sure you get one every once in a while. What's the future for the Humane Society, and what advice can you give pet owners who want to make sure they're doing, you know, everything to keep their pets safe? What advice do you give?
Well, I think there's quite a few things I think we're trying to get out right now. Uh-huh. One of them is to make sure that you always have identification on your pet, whether that's a microchip, a collar, a tag, or whatever. Pets get lost in the most strangest ways, in the most unexpected ways, and if you're not prepared, you may not ever see your pet again. There's a lot of new lost pet research and resources now. It's just been developed in the last 5 to 10 years, and kind of the way that we've always searched for our pets in the past isn't the best way. Now we need to understand their behavior and their instincts better. So there's all kind of new ways to go about finding your pet. We need people to make sure that they're bringing pets they find to the shelter, because that's where people are going to go to look for them. We talk about regular veterinary care and spay neuter. We have people who don't spay and neuter, and they don't intentionally do it, but that just adds to the number of animals in our care, that adds to the number of animals in the community, and they're not always vaccinated and protected. So I think that's very important also.
So if I wanted to help you guys out, you know, Casey Rooney, City of Cottonwood, what would you recommend? How can I help you?
Well, we have a bunch of events coming up, and all through the holidays, we have a lot of different events. They're all different types of events, from fundraising to fun. And so we've got several of those that we could mention, and that would be a great way to get to support us and start to get involved.
Do you need people to come in and actually help? I mean, would somebody like me just be in the way, or do you need people to walk dogs, or what all do you need?
We always love having
food?
Our volunteers. Our volunteers are a huge part of our organization. We couldn't function without them. But we have volunteers working in a variety of different things. So some dog walkers, we have cat socializers, we have fosters. We have people who can't necessarily get out of their own homes, so we have them write thank you cards. We have them make phone calls. We have people as greeters. So there's always something for volunteers to do, and they're essential. We really, truly, like I said, we can't function without volunteers.
Now, you have a full-on board of directors, and you have a lot of volunteers or not enough volunteers. Tell me a little bit about the board of directors.
We're a 7-member team right now. We have everyone is in the local community, very involved with the community, very passionate about the Humane Society. We are working very hard to make sure that the Humane Society is the best it can be. And we're lucky to have Casey Pastor as our executive director. She's very innovative in her thinking. She comes from a very large shelter organization, and I think she's going to see some real positive, make some positive changes at the shelter that's going to benefit the entire community.
So if people want to find you, where do they go to find you? How do they get to your facility?
We're at 1520 West Mingus Avenue, right past the Cottonwood Airport. We're open from 10 to 5 every day except Sunday.
Okay, do you remember what kind of dog I'm looking for?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. Well, hey, I have to wind down here. I just really want to thank both Rebecca and Victoria for joining me today. A very interesting conversation. I know that I probably should stay away because I'll fall in love with an animal, but I think that's really what you want. So
yes, they rescue you before you rescue them.
Oh, good, good. So, hey, for our listeners, if they want to check it out, www.verdevalleyhumanesociety.org. The telephone number is 928-634-7387. You can talk to Rebecca or Victoria, who are joining me today. And I want to thank you both for being on the radio program. You did a great job. And you've got a great cause, and we really want to help you. And I'm looking forward to coming up and visiting one of these days. So give me a call, invite me up, and just thanks for joining me. I know you have a great cause. And so for our listeners, come and visit Rebecca and Victoria at the Verde Valley Humane Society, and I'm sure they will welcome you with open arms. Thank you both.
Thank
have a great
you, thank
day.
Thank you.
And that was that. Is Casey still there? No, he hung up. Okay. Yeah, it was interesting because my wife and I lost our dog of 16 years last spring, and it was interesting to hear them talk about the pets. Each has their own personality, and it's kind of fun to think back of the little things that they did that was unique to that. So yeah, we enjoy hearing stories about the pets and the availability. to adopt a pet, or at least foster care a pet. That's a nice thing. So what we're going to do is take time out here on the radio and be back with more on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and all around the world on KQ&A.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Ready to rock a new look for your landscape? Hi, this is Sam, and our team at Prescott Dirt will help you design your rock oasis. We are proud to be an authorized pavestone dealer offering top quality landscaping products from pavers, rumble stone, and rumble wall. Shop our large selection of flagstone and palletized boulders so you don't get stuck between a rock and a hard place. Conveniently located in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Give Prescott Dirt a call at 636-5844 or online at PrescottDirt.com, and we will rock you.
For the first time ever, the Crossroads of the West Gun Show comes to the Prescott Valley Event Center this weekend.
We're finding everything we're looking for, so we're impressed.
It's America's premier gun show with great deals on guns, ammunition, scopes, accessories, and more. Some at wholesale prices, plus jewelry, gift ideas, and door prizes.
We'll scour through, find the best bargain, come back and buy it.
Crossroads of the West Gun Show this weekend at the Prescott Valley Event Center.
Awesome selection. Awesome, yeah, just a lot more than I expected to see.
All sales are conducted in compliance with applicable laws. You can buy, sell, and trade at all Crossroads gun shows.
So here's a story that may sound familiar. I used to post to several job boards, only to be overwhelmed with tons of the wrong resumes.
And because there were so many resumes,
it was tough to separate the great candidates from those who weren't the best fit. I mean, it's not easy to find the right person for
my wineries,
my sports medicine business,
our global PR agencies.
That old process was definitely not smart.
Then I went to ZipRecruiter. They figured out hiring.
ZipRecruiter did the work for me. Their powerful matching technology scanned thousands of resumes to identify people with the right skills, education, and experience for my job.
And actively invited them to apply.
So I got qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try ZipRecruiter now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather, brought to you by Affinity RV. Cancer is on the rise for Arizona's first responders, but government is pairing up with a cancer center to help them beat the odds.
The City of Phoenix is partnering with the Venseri Cancer Center to provide free cancer screenings for firefighters and police officers. The center regards 9/11 as the catalyst, fueling the higher cancer rates in first responders. Any Arizona firefighter or police officer is eligible for the free screenings. Barbara Villa, Arizona News Radio Phoenix.
Cottonwood police need your help in finding the driver who ran over a pedestrian early Monday morning.
Officers found a man complaining of pain on the sidewalk on Main Street between Cherry and Cottonwood Streets. He was taken to Verde Valley Medical Center for treatment, and it was determined he was likely run over. If anyone saw anything between 1 and 2 Monday morning in the area near Chaparral Bar and the Bank of America, they're asked to call 928-649-1397. It's possible the man was lying in the roadway and the driver may not have realized it was a person. This is Russ Edwards reporting.
A 40% chance for brief isolated showers today, 20% tonight and tomorrow, 50% Saturday. Chilling late tonight to near 45 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, with partly sunny highs tomorrow through Sunday in the mid to upper 60s. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a 50% chance for late afternoon rain, 30% tonight, 10% Friday, down to about 51 after bedtime, warming to the low to mid 70s tomorrow through Sunday. A 30 to 40% chance for weekend rain. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, continues on KQ&A.
Are you craving a lodgepole light cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Pale Apricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty manzanita red ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
Hey everybody, this is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
I am, and thank you for being with us this Thursday afternoon. This is indeed the principal ever, Chuck Roberts. And coming up, in case you haven't heard, there's elections going on. As everybody winces and rolls their eyes, it is getting a little bit thick out there. But the good thing that's coming up is Veterans Day. And we're happy to say we have Mary Dillinger from the Prescott Veterans Administration here, who has an announcement for those of you who were at the VA hospital today and the power went out. It was on purpose.
Yes. Thank you for having me as always, Chuck. Yes. We had a drill. It's a requirement because we are a hospital, so we have to show that we can function if the power should go out. So we had a test. It was from noon until 4 p.m. today, where we tested with the power outages.
Unannounced,
because that's the whole point, is so that...
No computers.
Yeah. Only some phone lines to make sure that we could still function, that patient care was still being kept, that, you know, patients are still able to get their medications and get seen and everything. So, and I will say that it was a successful test. Facilities got to find areas that they realized they need to add some more outlets to, that are what you call the red outlets, so that they can be on the emergency power, because we do have generator capabilities to actually hold us for many, many, many hours. We purposely didn't use those generators. We only use emergency power so we can see what areas and make sure that we, you know, were able to handle everything. And it went very well, Chuck.
Many, many years ago, there was a big 500,000-year storm in the Prescott area, and it knocked out the natural gas function for the community. And so Yavapai Regional Medical Center switched to their propane as a backup for heat, and the propane tank line had a leak in it. And so that stopped that, and the patients at the hospital that could not be sent home were admitted to the Prescott VA hospital. You guys opened up some rooms for them.
And that is one thing. This community, if it did come to that, if something during this test you know, we found
it
out.
It would have been the other way around.
And it does. Our community here is so great. Whenever there is any type of national, you know, thing that's happening, or, you know, weather, fire, you know, anything like that, Yavapai is really great with communicating with us, and we communicate with them to make sure if they need help or if we need help. And not just with the main hospital, with some of the other areas, like we do have nursing homes in the area, and they have some mm-hmm. of our veterans there. And so we do a really good job of communicating with each other when there is anything that's going on, to make sure that we can all kind of help each other out and share our resources.
It's pleasant to know that we have that type of communication and esprit de corps, if I may borrow a Marine term, in the area like that, because it's not necessarily the same all over.
It's not. I've lived all over the world, and I'll say that the relationship that the organizations have in Prescott is unique, and I think that's why we love it here.
Yeah. You have brought with you all kinds of paperwork. Let me hold them up to the microphone. What are these posters, Mary?
Well, we have so many different upcoming events that I just wanted to share.
Well, Veterans Day, obviously.
Yes, Veterans Day, of course. And one thing that I cannot stress enough is that the Veterans Day Parade is on November 10th this year. Veterans Day does fall on a Sunday. Veterans Day is always November 11th, but the parade this year is November 10th.
And the city of Prescott, we had some folks on here from the city of Prescott talking about that because there's so many veterans that are going to go to church on Sunday. There's so many churches that are involved in the traffic situation that, and to me, the 11th hour, 11th month, 11th day, but to have a parade, best day to have a parade's on a Saturday. Come on.
It is. And it's, the community does.
And this is a free. You can enter for free.
It is. The parade is a free event. You just have to get your application in before October 22nd. And anybody can be an entry. There's no, you know, requirements of any sort. If you don't want to, you know, be in the parade, but you'd like to be a spectator, there's plenty of room. Just bring your chairs with you and make sure you get there early. Park somewhere a ways away, because you're not going to be able to park anywhere close because of all the staging for all the
sure.
entries.
What is the parade route generally? Is it our usual parade
route? It's the same parade route that we have every year. Yeah. So it basically where it starts, everybody comes down, and we have the opening ceremonies that begin at 10:30, which we have a speaker from the VA and the mayor of Prescott and Dr. Ayers from Emory-Riddle. We do the national anthem, and we kind of kick it off. And then from there, everybody basically goes around the courthouse, down, and then back up, and they end at Murphy's. So it's the same parade route that we've always had. The only thing that's different is that this year it is on the 10th. And like you had said, Chuck, some of it is, yes, there are people that like to go to church on Sunday, but there's four churches just in that vicinity where we're normally staging. And if you've been down there for the parade, you see that if you live in that area, your whole front yard and everything around you is taken up. Mm-hmm. You can't park on the street. You can't do anything because any and everybody is covering every part of that. So if you think about that, the churches means their parking lots are blocked. So anybody who wants to go to church,
and you've got veterans who go to church.
Exactly.
I would imagine that in those four churches around there, there's a 20 to 40% population of veterans who would like to be either in or see the parade.
And they can't do both at the same time.
What time does the parade start?
The parade starts at 11 a.m. Opening ceremonies at 10:30.
Okay, we got that down.
Yes.
All right, and that is Saturday?
Saturday, November 10th. Anybody and everybody is welcome. It will be aired on Access 65, the new VA channel. And you can also watch it if you don't want to come out for the parade, because I know it is starting to get a little chilly out now.
Oh, yeah.
So some people don't want to come out, but that's okay. You can watch it on TV.
Channel 65.
Yes, and we will have veterans from our community living center. Some of them sit in the seats. There's a nice heated tent that the city of Prescott gets so that our veterans can sit there nice and warm. And some of them actually walk through the parade with us, or we push them in the wheelchairs and they wave, and it's really a really great event.
I want to get a quick plug in before we go to break. that on that Monday there is a Western Swing concert at the Elks Theater, and a portion of the proceeds all go to the VFW Post in Prescott. So that's a very high awareness of our veterans and the sacrifices that they have given and their families have given. So a lot of good things going on. We'll take Mary away from that particular area and talk about some of the other things that are going on right after we pause for these words. You know, there's a radio announcer who had small hands. They said he had brief pause for the... No, not funny? All right. KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley Cottonwood, round the world. And there it goes now on KQ&A.com.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
This is David Strayer. As your state representative, I've been working on issues like education, our economy, border security, transportation, and criminal justice reform. The results have been positive, and we're making real progress. That's why my seatmate Noel Campbell and I are considered one of the most effective teams at the state legislature. More than half of the legislators in Arizona call Maricopa County home, which is why it's so critical for our district to have representatives who can get things done. The issues we face in Yavapai County are often very different from those faced in Maricopa County. I ask for your vote so that I can continue to keep making progress on our issues and so that I can work to keep our economy booming, our budget balanced, our taxes low, and our private sector growing. I will also help our schools continue to improve and insist that school districts direct more dollars to classrooms and teachers, not bloated administrations and school bureaucrats. Visit VoteStringer.com to learn more or to get involved. And I'll see you at the polls.
Paid for by Conservatives for Stringer.
Hey, y'all, it's Rosie, and we're celebrating 30 years here at Rosie on the House.
There's more to painting than finding your favorite color and brushing it on. Starting with the right prep work, primers, choosing the right paint, and how you brush, roll, or even spray it on. We'll have Arizona Painting Company in to tell us more. Plus, we're talking trees, places to see, and your homeowner questions with every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130, KQNA.
We did it again! Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
And away we go. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you're taking notes, got my flu shot at the VA last week. How about other veterans? What? The flu shot season is here because flu season is here.
Correct, Chuck. And I just got
Mary Dillinger from the VA is with us. I'm sorry. I should introduce you every once in a while. So tell me about the things that are going on there.
Yes, the flu shot. I just got my flu shot yesterday. So what we're doing, make sure all of our veterans know and they're aware about the flu shots. We have certain days that the flu shot is going to be given in the theater, which is Building 15. It's right next to the canteen. And the dates are October 18th, 23rd, 29th and November 6th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And it's in the theater, Building 15. And you can also, of course, go to your primary care if you're there. If you happen to have an appointment with your primary care, they'll give you your flu shot then as well. We want to make sure that all of our veterans do get their flu shot. They understand that it is a necessary vaccination. So we want to just keep getting that word out to everybody.
And one of the things they told me is it takes about 2 weeks for it to be, you know, totally effective for you. And I should also mention the fact I did not get a lollipop.
The lollipops are only for the good veterans. You must not have been nice, huh, Chuck?
Yeah, all right. I'm going to drop and give you 10 push-ups right now. Let's go. Go ahead, Mary.
So we have COPD classes, which is
obstructive pulmonary disease.
Yes, very good. They have big words for you, Chuck.
Well,
very proud.
Lord, I did it without pulling my teeth out either.
So every Tuesday, it's a six-week workshop to help patients, you know, cope with it and find ways to, you know, handle it with nutrition and you know, with the limitations and exercise and everything. And so the next one is November 20th. So it's the 20th, 26th, December 4th. So it's, like I said, every Tuesday, but it'll start November 20th. They're 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., and they're in the library. The library is the building that's right next to the theater building.
Yeah, you have a theater, canteen.
Library, yes, exactly. So,
then Mary's office is down there.
Yes, it is. I'm the very next building. So, anybody's welcome to come to the classes. You don't have to go through your primary care provider to do it. You can just show up for the classes, but they're helpful so that patients can, you know, find ways to deal and cope with it.
Go ahead and talk about this before. I'll go ahead and do it now. A little gold star out. Barbara Umke, who is the director, announced not too many weeks ago that the rating of the patients is up for veterans care.
Yes, we get rated, and we are 2-star. That is correct, yes. Yeah,
and that's nice to hear because I think that the Prescott VA is outstanding. I really do.
We love to hear that, Chuck, and I appreciate it, and I know the staff appreciates it. And we are, you know, obviously there's still room for improvement. There's always room for improvement. We could be a 5-star and we would still say, like, what else can we do better?
And you'd be 5-star and still be somebody out there complaining. So
it's true. But we're excited that we were able to raise our rating in such a short amount of time.
Yeah, it took a year.
Less than a year. Well, less than a year, yeah. We were able to raise our star rating. And we seem to be finding out more and more the ways to make it happen so that we can continue to provide outstanding care to our veterans.
One of the things that I've seen is after primary care or even after just a visit to the pharmacy or whatever, there's computers around that allow you to evaluate that minute the care and courtesy that was provided to you.
And I know a lot of people
don't call you up at home or something. You can do that. Go ahead and pick up your prescription and go run down to the computer and fill in how you were treated and how you felt about it.
You can. And you can also go to Patient Advocate. We have many different ways. And believe it or not, that information is used. It is very necessary for us to
anonymous.
Make improvements. It is.
If you go to Patient Advocate, probably, you know.
Even still, you don't need this. You could say, I just want to say that Nurse Jane Doe is great, or I just want to say that this doctor, you know, didn't listen to me. Whatever it might be, I can't stress it enough to the veterans that we can't fix what we don't know about. So please don't assume that if something happened that we're aware of it and we don't care or we're ignoring it. You have to let us know so that we can fix it, improve it, make sure it doesn't happen to another veteran. Very sincere, definitely.
You had a big big event.
We did on September 28th. The stand down event is the event to help our homeless veterans. It's called a hand up, not a handout. And it was very, very successful. It's put on with the VA and U.S. Vets, and the Vet Center comes, and lots of other community partners. And it is a very successful event to help our homeless community.
Veterans Resource Center, Education Center. Tell us about that.
Okay, so what we're going to start doing so that we can make sure that our veteran, we get a lot of people that move out here. Beautiful Prescott, they love it, they hear about it, they move out here.
Yeah.
So we can make sure they're aware of the services that we offer. We're going to have a new veteran orientation. So if you, let's, you are registered, but even though you're not
or
new,
someone in your family.
Exactly. You're registered here, but you can say, you know what? I don't know. And you could go to this new veteran orientation and learn about services that maybe you weren't aware that were offered at the VA. Maybe you had no idea that you could get your hearing aids from the VA. Maybe you had no idea that we offer.
I'm sorry. Crazy.
That we offer a class, a MOVE class to help you lose weight. You know, there's a lot of different services that we offer the VA that veterans aren't aware of and family members aren't. We have caregiver classes. A lot of the wives or sisters or daughters are caregivers to the veterans, and they weren't aware that we have support groups and different things to help caregivers. So we have this new veteran orientation that we're going to start, and it's going to be the first Monday and third Friday of every month from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., and it's going to be at the library again. And we just would love anybody who wants to come and learn about, you know, what services and learn about the VA. Maybe you're not enrolled and you're thinking about enrolling, whatever it might be. We want to help make that process easier.
And again, Channel 65 is available. I imagine a lot of this information will be on Channel 65.
Oh, yes. Yes, we will continue. So Access 65 is a new VA channel. And for our patients at the hospital, it's Channel 18. And so we'll continue to put information that you hear me talk about on the radio on the channel. So if anybody's driving and you can't get this information down right now, don't worry about it. If you see it on the channel, which, like I said, Access 65, if you have Cable 1. And if you don't have Cable 1, it's okay, because we are hoping to grow this so that you'll be able to watch it as a link on a computer. But, yes, we have lots of information we're going to share that way.
Yeah, the idea being, of course, that if you know what's going on and you can kind of schedule around whether you're going to get your flu shot or if you need to get some help for someone in your family, caregiving, as you as a caregiver, maybe someone in your family is not ambulatory and the VA can help with that. People that are moving to the area, they should check the VA if you have a grandfather's moving to this area and he's a vet. This is a way to help get him segued into the community. And finally, we've got to mention once again, the Veterans Day Parade is
November 10th at 11 a.m. downtown Prescott Courthouse, and everybody is welcome.
So that's a Saturday, another parade. Can't beat it. It's on a Saturday, Veterans Day Parade, with the ceremony starting at 10:30 on the Courthouse Plaza. Mary, thank you. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, as always, for having me, Chuck. And just want to remind our Vietnam-era veterans that we have 50th anniversary Vietnam veteran pins, and they can call the VA, and we'll make sure that they get them.
All right. That's going to wrap things up for this week. Thank you very much for listening, folks. And stay tuned for more news on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and around the world, KQ&A.com. Good day.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.